Book 12.
Yin Yan asked about perfect virtue. The master said, "To subdue oneself and return to propriety is perfect virtue. If a man can for one day subdue himself and return to propriety, all under heaven will ascribe perfect virtue to him. Is the practice of perfect virtue from a man himself, or is it from others?" Yin Yan said, "I beg to ask the steps of that process." The master replied, "Look not at what is contrary to propriety. Listen not to what is contrary to propriety. Speak not what is contrary to propriety. Make no movement which is contrary to propriety." Yin Yan then said, "Though I am deficient in intelligence and vigor, I will make it my business to practice this lesson." Cheng Kung asked about perfect virtue. The master said, "It is, when you go abroad, to behave to everyone as if you were receiving a great guest, to employ the people as if you were assisting at a great sacrifice, not to do to others as you would not wish done to yourself, to have no murmuring against you in the country, and none in the family." Cheng Kung said, "Though I am deficient in intelligence and vigor, I will make it my business to practice this lesson."